referral sources for you. You made a list of all the businesses in those categories. You found out who the owners were, and you found who they were on Facebook, and the ones that had a good following on Facebook, who are active on Facebook. You just got to go look at their profile. You can hire someone, again, over in Freelancer, to do all this for you, like for cheap, right? And you can see if they're active. Look at what their last post was. It's that quick. If their last post was in June, they're probably active on Facebook, right? But if it was like, 2013, they're not active on Facebook. You don't want them in your referral group, right? And then what's the next step? Then what do you want to do?
Invite them to the page.
How?
Email. Going and seeing
that. Right. There's a variety of ways to do it. A variety of ways. Probably the first thing I would do is just send them a direct message right through Facebook. Send them the link to my Facebook group. And I would say a little bit about yourself. Right? Here's a little bit about who I am. Or send them the link to your profile. They'll know it because they'll just be able to click on it and see who you are. Beauty of Facebook, right? And then start making invitations. And you can actually get someone on Freelancer to do this all for you. Like the invitations too. Everything. To jumpstart your referral networking group, right? If you have a local directory of, Chamber of Commerce? You know what? You can pay for a mailing to a local directory of Chamber of Commerce if you wanted to, if you really wanted to spend money to do this, and introduce them, invite them to your networking group. Make sure you got a really good photo up there and make it really cool so that when they see it, they would like to join it. That's another way. What if there is already a networking group in your local area? Join it and start inviting them to be a part of yours. Right? There's nothing wrong with that. How many of you are members of two networking groups? Okay, see? There's nothing wrong with that. Right? Okay. Okay, so you got to separate. So, this okay. Her question was: is what if she has two professions in this referral group, right? Which you will have because you're going to have a lot of people in there. Who do you refer? Okay, the first strategy I was talking about, the ten people, that's a little bit different from this. So, what you could do. Is from the people in that big networking group, select like 10 or 20 and put them in a different group and say, we are strategically going to recommend each other. One is for building a network of people that know you, that give referrals and receive referrals. And the other one is for now we're going to start like a BNI that's very strict, has strict rules on referrals. You got to give referrals. Get that? And it's super easy to do. And yes, that you can even charge them. Hey, $50 a month, and I'll make sure that you get recommendations from 10 other businesses on Facebook. Would I pay $50 for 10 different people to recommend my business in the local area a month? Not only yes, but heck yes. It's like the best advertising dollars I ever spent. So you build a big networking group on Facebook first and then pull people to it and create a very strict where you have a system for recommending each other. Does that make sense? Who's got some questions about that? Yes.
I just wanted to make sure I understood. So that rotation where you're recommending the businesses, do you have to know the person, right? I mean, are they just picking somebody on the list and doing a random recommendation?
So what I would do is I would have offline get-togethers.